So did you notice, my brothers and sisters, that special event this weekend, a sacred marriage, a full of love, with people from around the world watching, a moment of brilliance and splendor, and the joy that was sprinkled around the audience assembled? Did you experience their love and the joy of the special and sacred event and their energy that became contagious? No, folks, I'm not talking about the event of the marriage of Harry and Meghan, although it certainly was a joyful event experienced by people from around the world. I'm experienced about the first Pentecost, that special and sacred marriage between God and humanity, and even greater than event than Westminster Cathedral. And our readings on this sacred day of Pentecost reflect the sacred marriage, a wedding day that continues to reverberate around the world. For you see, my brothers and sisters, Pentecost, which marks the birthday of the church, is like the beginning of a marriage in which the Holy Spirit was sent into the world with love, for love, through love, to reveal God's loving presence in new and surprising ways from one generation to the next. And it happens every day when we notice how God is present within us, among us, and through us. And today's Pentecostal readings reflect how this sacred wedding day first happened. Listen again to the drama. Now there were, as we heard in the first reading, there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. St. Luke, the writer of these words from the Acts of the Apostles, wants us to have a sense that the event was not experienced just by the disciples, but the world as they knew it. Notice the nations and peoples that were enunciated. And the choice of the gospel reading, that where we hear Jesus say, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." What a simple sentence we have heard many times, but its impact continues to be at the heart of our Trinitarian faith that we proudly proclaim here at Holy Trinity Parish. For you see, our faith holds that the Father sent the Son into the world, whose purpose was to send the Holy Spirit, who in turn sends us out through the world. In his classic book, The Conspiracy of God, the Jesuit theologian writer Father John Hoy said it more succinctly. The sent one, namely Jesus, has brought the sender, the Holy Spirit. The one who sent was Jesus by the Father, and now Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to you and to me. Sounds simple, and yet it profoundly speaks of God, who was and is and will be revealed through the Spirit reverberating from the Pentecost that is revealed today. But, my brothers and sisters, at times it is hard to believe that God's presence is being revealed amidst the many darknesses of our world. We need only reflect upon our experiences of listening to some of the tragic events of the past week. Two come into mind in particular. The tragic event of dozens of Palestinians in the Gaza, in the dispute between Israel and the Palestinians. How was God revealed there, we might ask? And then, a few days ago, once again, the horrific killing of 10 and wounding of others in Santa Fe, Texas. Where was God then? Where is that sense of the Holy Spirit in those tragedies of our lives and the darknesses of our world? Our experience of such event indeed invites us to cry out to our God, but not a cry of despair. As we just sang, our experiences of such events may actually engender us to pray. Pray for the Holy Spirit, as the words we just said, "Come, Holy Spirit, come." and from your celestial home shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor. Come, source of all our store. This is what the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Lord, we need your presence. Come to Santa Fe, Texas. Come to the Middle East. Come to the brokenness of the world. That's the prayer of the Pentecost. So perhaps our prayer about these tragic events may lead us to ponder in the sense that the Holy Spirit is indeed being revealed with hope, with stories. When we pray about the events in the Middle East, perhaps we notice the photo of the mother holding a child, an iconic photo which strikes one of a modern-day pietà of Michelangelo, the great artist, who imagined for us Mary holding the body of Christ. We see it in the Station of the Cross here, a mother holding her dead child. That tragically is repeated over and over again in history, but perhaps imagining Mary holding Jesus, we may sense God's presence amidst the death in the Middle East, or any death. A mother holding a child became a source of hope through Mary holding Jesus. When we reflect upon the recent horrific shootings, perhaps the very word Santa Fe, meaning holy faith, might be an entry point for us to believe that God was and still is there among those victims, the countless victims, not just in Santa Fe. It can give us hope, lead us to greater understanding. A couple days ago, I saw the movie that just came out. It was noticed about Pope Francis. Pope Francis, a man of his words. Last Sunday's 60 Minutes talked about it. This Wednesday night, a group of parishioners, anyone is invited to come and reflect on it. It speaks of Francis as really identifying him with Francis of Assisi. Basically, it begins and ends in Assisi, where Pope, more than being a Jesuit, he identifies with the Franciscan spirit of peace. That's why he chose the name Francis. That's what the movie conveys. And what is he conveying? Hope. Stories of hope. Challenging times. But one of the images that he leads us is of the Holy Spirit. He says he gets up each day and prays. And at the end of the prayer, he seeks the grace to be able to smile and laugh. Laughter as a source of joy and hope. That's what the Pope prays. That's when you see him smile. I also like to present an image for us, an image of the Holy Spirit right here, right today. I like to call them the Magnificent Seven, the seven boys and girls who are going to witness for us their first Holy Communion. And we thank and congratulate them and their parents and grandparents. But my brothers and sisters, they are the descenders of the Holy Spirit to us today. All that words of God in our world long ago at the Pentecost come real today in their lives when they receive Christ for the first time. They are being sent by the Holy Spirit. Real events in our experience. That's what Pentecost is inviting us to do. Imagine God's life amidst us. In children, dressed up. Come on, girls, you look like brides. Boys, you look like grooms, all right? Megan and Harry have nothing on you. But it is a source of hope, is it not? When we see children coming forth, giving us that hope that despite the tragedies of our time, their lives will bring new hope and sending the Spirit of Christ's love into the world. That is not a wedding of God with humanity? Of course it is. It's a wedding that goes on and on and on. It is the wedding of hope. And this is what we celebrate in our joy of Pentecost. Let us continue, my brothers and sisters, that joy and send it forth to the world with hope and with the love of Jesus Christ.